and then you attach it to the ground, nothing doing, it's still called a kli, it's still possible the mikvah. Only here by Dafshan Atum Mishani Pshuti Kliates, the Tum of the Rabbonin. Samara says, what's going on here though? But Mechlal, the Shiva, the Raisa, so what do you want to tell me by Mikvois here? We're talking about a the Raisa, by Mikvois, it's also only with the Rabbonin. That is a psul of water goes into a bucket, and then you put that water into the mikvah, that's only a psul with the Rabbonin. With the Raisa is not such psul. So since here it's only a psul with the Rabbonin, it should also be bottled to the Karka. Mechlal, what do you want to tell me? No, that Shiva, the Raisa, I have a kaimel of the Rabbonin. We hold all off and know. That Mayim Shuv and Pasul the water is only with the Rabbonin. Mashram Zelo, the Rabbonin. Yeah. Now we hold what Mayim Shuv is only Pasul with the Rabbonin. Sistak is a little Shaila here. To Shaila, some sheet is that if we have all the mikvah, the water for Mayim Shuv, it's Pasul with the Raisa. But you only have part of it, then it's only Pasul with the Rabbonin. Here it's mashum, no matter what, it's only possum the rabbanim, not more. Yeah. That's one kasha. The yoy damu Reb Yosef bechanina bedav shomatchis machloikus. He was talking about a metal one, because he's a shal in the rices also. More says truly, yoy damu rabbanim, no pumpaker. We really the price goes according to rabbanim shita. That midi rice attack the daf, that's the matchis makabotum is not bottle, even though you first put it into the ground. Why by mikvah is a kosher if you first put it into the ground? Vishani shiva the rabbonin. Because by mayim shuv was only psum with the rabbonin, they're the rabbonin mamekel. Rabbonin profum paket, the gold according to the rabbonin, they're only mekel in the rabbonin by mayim shuvim, and not by kli matchis. By the daf shomatchis, the psum in the raisa, they were machmir. But by mayim shuv was only the rabbonin, they were mekel. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go with Leah Zachian tomorrow. Yeah, we're holding that Samach Vov on the Beis. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, who does that last Brisa by Mikvoyas go like? That the Brisa made a chilek, if you have a tinner, if you have this pipe, you have this gutter, if you hollowed it out first, and then you put it into the karka, it's possible, it makes Mayim Shuvim. But if you put it into the ground first, the pipe, the hollowed, the solid pipe, and then you hollowed it out, then it's kosher. So, Milo, who does it go like? Who makes a difference? So, Mars Maskana was, and the bottom eye, we start on the base, we start on Kaim, first of all, the Kaim learned Rabbonin. First of all, we hold that Mayim Shuvim is only a Psum in the Rabbonin, not a Psum in the Raisa. Then secondly, Ho'omo Rabbi Yossi, Ba Rabbi Chanino, the Dav Shom Matchis Machlekis. And the Machlekis before is the Machlekis in the Raisa. The Dav Shom Matchis. There it's Mekabel Tumma. And you see Rabbi Yehuda over there holds that even though it's a Dav, that's Mekabel Tumma, the board, when you once you attach it to the house, it becomes bottled to the bias. It's not makabel tumah anymore. So Rabbi Lez holds even with the rice that helps, and the rabbanon holds it doesn't help. If so, what's the machlokes by mikvoyes then? So Marin says, I'll tell you li yerlem rabbanon he. The emissin really the price of mikvoyes. Taka goes according to the rabbanon shita. That the rabbanon are the one that say over here that it is makabel tumah. That the chama said that v'davsho nachtumim, we have this board from a baker, and Befrat now we're talking about it's a metal board, so even though you put it into the house, still it's makabel tumah. So Chur Chum say, even though you're in the bias, still it's makabel tumah. So why by mikvoyis does he say differently? Why by mikvoyis does he mask him that if you first put it into the bias, and then you chokak, it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't make a psul shuvim? So there it says, Vishani shiva the rabbanan. That this whole psul, that when water goes through a kli into the nikvah, that's only a psul midi rabbanan. But since it's only psul midi rabbanan, here the rabbanan are asking that if you put the gutter into the house first, and then you chokak, then you hollow it out, it wasn't called the kli beforehand, that it would not make mayim shuvim. So the Gemara Hachi, if so, afilu chokaku ulepsayv kavunami. If so, if you tell me now it's a svara since shuvim is only midi rabbanan, therefore we'll make all sechura, even if you first hollowed out this pipe and then you attach the pipe to the house, should also be tor kosher l'mikvah. How come the braisa says no? It's only if first you took the solid pipe and put it in the house and then you hollowed it out. If it's only psul rabbanan, what should be the difference? Samara says yes. I'll tell you shani hosam. Here it's still different. The ikar toras kli alav betolish. Here it's still possible, even with the Rabbanin, Because if this pipe was hollowed out first you had a good pipe, and now you wanted the conveyor into the house, since it was called the Kli before, it's still called the Kli now. And therefore, the Rabbanan would still make a psul of Mayim Shufim. Therefore, the price that comes are good according to the Rabbanan Shita, that it's only kosher l'mikvah if first you put the pipe in the ground and then you hollow it out, then you make it into a Kli. But if you first made it into a Kli and then you kaveya b'yaretz, then it would not be, it'll be puzzled. Boyi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef has a shout like this. Mei gishomim shechishav aleihem lahadiach es hoetz terublin. Rainwater that you had in mind when the water came down, you want that water to wash off your grinder. It's the room we had before, that's the top part of the bottom part of the grinder. So you want the water to come down. Rashi Rashbam says, Sher Yordim, rain was coming down. Now the Chishav Aleim, you thought you had in mind that this rainwater, Shiyadich was Rublin, it should wash off your grinder. So Mahu Sha'isun Gishomim Yachshiru Zeroyim Im Noflu Aleim. Now I want to know, this water, if it falls now upon vegetables, after they're cut off the ground, from the ground, is it huk shel kabel tumah? Well, now that's the locha by oichel. Food is not in the kabel tumah unless first the mashke, water, went on top of the food. First it has to be huk shel the kabel tumah. Now what type of water has to go on top of the food? It has to be water that you're nicha, that you want the water to be there. That is a locha, that not only if you want the water now to be on top of these fruits, but let's say in this case here, where first you wanted the water to use for washing dishes. So you once had in mind to use this water. That water now is fit to be maksha, peiros, or fruit, food later when it comes upon it. That's the shot over here. That is this water now, huksha kabotuma, that's not, like we learned Rashbam said, and we learned the makshirin, that kol mashke shet chilos l'rosen, any type of a water that first you and Icha, you used it, you wanted it. And then it falls on food. Even though at the end you do not want a bedafka to fall upon the food, still it's a machshir. So v'hochi nami, here should be the same way also. Kivon the nichalei b'yiridosan tzarechis rublin. Since when the rainwater first came down, you were happy that that water should wash off your grinder. Afagad lo nichalei b'yiridosan ala peris. Even though you're not happy if the water now falls upon your peris, your fruits, still have a hechshir. Told the good hechsher, v'vach she'es rublim choshev katolish. As long as this etrublim, this grinder, is considered like it's detached from the ground, because if it's attached to the ground, there's no hechsher. A machshava that you're using water to be attached to the ground, that's not called a machshava. It has to be a machshava you had in mind to use the water for a purpose of tolish. So really, that's our shail over here. Is this etrublim, this grinder? It was first the grinder. Then you attach it to the ground. Is it called a kli or not? That's the shail over here. So again, boy Rav Yosef, megishomim shechishev aleihem ladiach es rublin. When the rainwater was coming down, you had in mind that that rainwater should be used for washing off your grinder. Maul is royim, and then the same rainwater now, after it washed off the grinder, now falls over the pears, the fruits. Even though you're not happy about it now, but still, really, it should be hukshel kabel tumah, since this water was once used in a good way from when you wanted it. The only question is, when you first wanted the water to wash off this grinder, is the grinder considered mechubel lekaker or not? Therefore, it's like this. Ali, but the Rabbi Eliezer the Omar, kol ha-mechubel lekaker, reyka karka, anything that's attached to the ground is called like karka dami, to lerti boiler. Then you have no question. The water is not hukshel kabel tumah here. Because here, when you first wanted the water to come down and to be used to wash this grinder, the grinder is considered mechubah lekarka. So if you have das to use the water for the purpose of mechubah, since that's not makabel tumah, it was never called l'rotzoin on something that could have a kabbalah tumah. So therefore, that rotzoin means nothing. So now, when the water is on the fruits, the peris, you're not happy about it, it would not be hukshel makabel tumah. There's no shaila, according to Rebbe Eliezer. But kiti boiloch, where can you ask the question? Ali, but the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, we could have a question. The Yamri, that the Rabbanon Sheter is, Einoi Kekarka. That this is Shribla, this grinder. Since first you hollowed out a stone, you made it into a grinder. And then later you placed it in the ground, it's still called a Kli. It's not Mechubla Karka. My, what's the Lacha? Is it called a Choshev to be called a Huxla Kabatum or not? Rashbam says, Titi Borgli with the Hanu Rabbon, Liel, the Pligilet Rebles, or Machteshes, Kavua. My, Miamir Hanatama, the three letter called Tolish, or Saif Hebrew, Khoshif Tolish, is the shot that they hold it still called Tolish. Vilkar, therefore, Le Mochres, a Kavua, Vuadin, Lagabi Heksha Tumor, it would be Hoksha Kabotumor, because it's called Yechoshif on something that's Tolish. But then Rashbam says, but the other side is no. The neighbor of Rabbanon hold that since later you are mechaber to the karka, it's called like karka. It's not called katolish, it's called mechubel karka. See, if so, if it's called mechubel karka, why is it included in the sale then? What does that have to do with the sale? So he says, maybe the Rabbanon's story is that not the pshat is it's called kemetaltal dummy. No, he's also made this kavu in the karka. In the karka. But a koponim he says that yemechiras bayis dumi the kaisle bayis the chashivi tolish that yemechshes royim that yemecherenkos bechlal bayis the chashivi karka. By duma tamayel gavi mechteshes mishon the bintam. The kitzur the other side is that the mezundir is for in the sale that when he sells it, he does not mean to include the mechteshes.